This case isn't so very interesting, I don't think, from the standpoint of its royalty valuation provision, because it's, again, one of these kind of one-off cases where there's a printed lease that says market value at the well, but then an addendum that talks about gross value received. So what the court does, it's an interpretational issue, and they say, well, there's a primacy clause, so the gross value received governs. And the court goes on and says, we not only think that it governs the valuation from market value to gross value received, but it also governs over the at-the-well provision. And that was really the key, was what did the addendum really mean gross value received at the well, or did it just mean gross value received? And the court looked at the language and decided that it trumped both the market value and the at-the-well language. Now, it is an interesting case for a couple of other reasons. It's got a great trip down memory lane because the court, kind of in a series of kind of one-sentence statements, gives you a nice summary of all of the prior cases that the court had handled all the way back to the Heritage case in the 90s. And so I'm sure that litigants and when they're writing briefs will probably borrow from this decision just to summarize the law. Now, there is, of course, another issue in the case, which is the more interesting one, which is the lessee's right to make free use of gas. And the court focused on operations hereunder and said that, okay, we're going to construe that as being operations on the lease and not at an off-lease facility, okay? Now, a couple of things about this. The court looks to non-Texas cases, ignoring some old Texas Court of Appeals decisions on this very issue, which I think is rather curious. But the other thing I just observe is that you could also imagine other clauses being relevant. For example, what about a broad granting clause in the oil and gas lease that not only allowed you to make reasonable use of the surface for operations on the lease, but also to facilitate operations on other land? Well, maybe you could take that clause and apply it to the free use clause and expand it. The other thing is that two other cases have already distinguished the case, as I indicate on the slide, because of market value at the well, where the post-production costs are deductible. So the court says, well, though the free use of gas then can be excluded when calculating the royalty, and that's the term they use. I suppose, technically speaking, what you do is you deduct the value of the gas used when calculating the royalty. You don't exactly exclude it. Then we have Nettie Engler. Free of cost in the pipeline, if any, otherwise free of cost at the mouth of the well. The court decides that a gathering system is a pipeline under this language, and focusing on the word otherwise, they said that that doesn't mean the pipeline has to be at a different location than at the well. I guess it's similar in the court's eyes to the word or, but that was kind of the big argument in the case, was what's meant by otherwise. What I think is interesting about the case is what the court said about its Burlington decision, and I've put the language up there. Those are quotes from the case. It's an unremarkable decision except for this, because they make it clear that, hey, we didn't mean to say in Burlington that we were ruling as a matter of law. We were looking to discern the overall intent of the parties. And so I think these two cases hint, perhaps, that the Supreme Court of Texas will be somewhat less inclined to rule on as a matter of law on oil and gas royalty valuation cases from now and into the future, where they essentially did so occasionally in the past. And I guess since this is really a contractual matter and not going to title, you know, not ruling as a matter of law is maybe not a troubling thing. Then we come to an interesting case, Sherlane. This is a Court of Appeals case. It deals with one of these lengthy royalty clauses, gas royalty clauses, like you see in the Hyder case. And court sides with the lessee in reading the case and saying that, look, the gas was sold at the well for an arm's length equivalent price, albeit to an affiliate, and therefore market value at the point of sale was at the well. And then they kind of dismissed all of the rest of the provisions in the clause, with the one that they kind of don't explain, they just kind of gloss over it, is the add back provision, and that's why I put that in bold, is that they didn't really seem to explain why the add back provision wouldn't apply, okay? Now,